Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Guru, first of all, I love your energy. Simon,
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Man.
This Outcast.
I feel like, of course it is. I feel like, you know, over the course of the last month to 6 weeks, I've just been seeing a little different Kyle Shanahan. And I feel like, I get it. People are like, yeah, Steiny, you just can't stand him. And it's like, no, I actually have I don't have a strong opinion about Kyle Shanahan, but I love to observe people. And, you know, just kind of noticing the
arrogance.
Yes. But you just went from 0 to 100.
That's right.
And so now you just blew past me. I'm like, you know, he is a big year for Kyle, you know, and he got it to this. And you just said, you don't believe what you just said.
I'm telling you.
You said, for the listener, Guru just said, I would have fired Kyle Shanahan after the loss to the Rams last year. Come on, Goo.
I stand by it.
Really?
I'm going Florio.
Really?
And what I really meant by that statement is getting Trey Lance injured in the fashion he got hurt, that would have done it. So he would have got his walking papers soon as we found out that Trey was no longer going to be upright. And this is year two when he should have been ready in year one. But as an owner, you came to me and sold me and told me this dude had the goods. And now I can see it. I can see the forest. He was supposed to be ready year one. For whatever reason, you didn't have him ready. If the kid wasn't ready, I'm not going to fault him. You chose him. You used up all this capital, and I gave you a pass. Jimmy, enter Jimmy. Then this offseason and this season, you used him like he was Roger Craig, the fullback. And that is negligence. And now I'm looking at what I thought you did well. But when we have a 10-point lead on the biggest stages, you can't close the deal. Am I supposed to blame all the 53 players, or do I look in the mirror and say, okay, this dude's got some positives, but I don't think he can get it done, and that's where I'm at. And right now, whatever the people listening, texting, twitching, YouTubing, whatever you think of Kyle Shanahan, I think the same thing, but I think he's buried himself. He will never get out of this hole. And this hole is now you got a quarterback who's basically being insubordinate, okay, is average at best, and now is not in football shape, but you brought him back because your ego thought he would bow down just to stay in red and gold uniform. And, oh, let me hit rewind. I don't know what I got with what I spent on Trey Lance, because I don't believe you trust him or think he's the guy. This is ugly, and that's why I said it has the ingredients for a disaster. And I think the disaster, you can hit the stopwatch on it and start it. We're watching it. It's bigger than ball.
What does that mean?
Our future is effed.
Well, it's not bigger than ball if they win. What if they win?
they're not winning. Okay, and now you got the sideshow of whatever's going on between your current quarterback, who you said, but Stoney, this is all bad all the way around. And people, let me just remind you, and I'm not being negative, Nancy, Trey Lance is not on a vacation in the Bahamas. He's wrecked, and he's wrecked because of the way you used him. And there should be, you got to pay for that, man. And if you're saying and sending the signal that I think you were, you don't trust him throwing the ball, you picked the wrong person, or I was right all along, you were forced to draft that kid and come up off who you really wanted. This is bad.
Real quick, yeah. Just to clarify, yeah. Would you have fired him after the Rams game or after he got hurt?
After the Trey Lance.
After week two of this year.
No doubt, Stoney.
Robert in Sunnyvale. What's going on, Robert?
Oh, not much. I'm just bringing up the Kyle and Deebo Samuels.
Okay.
How about when Deebo said he was being overused in all kinds of different parts of the field, and he was being overworked, you know? I'm surprised they didn't use Kittle last week with a hurt groin coming back overdone too much, you know?
What's your gripe?
But I'm just saying, Kyle figures these are ball players and they can play wherever they want. He wants to put them.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Let's go get somebody who agrees with Goo. Steve's in San Francisco. What do you got, Steve? You're with Goo, huh? Really?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey.
Goo's going a little far with firing after the NFC Championship game, but I absolutely agree with him regarding after Trey got hurt. This is like... if a big commercial real estate company bought a new skyscraper, and then all of a sudden the CEO is playing with matches around it, and the place burns down, and then he says, I didn't do anything. I mean, the quarterback is the most important asset to any NFL franchise, and you traded 3 first-round draft picks, and then you wrecked them. That is a fireable offense. I'm with you, Goo.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call.
And another rat on the table is you talked about the defense being so stellar and why is offense boring? I think Kyle's wasting this defensive window.
You can't take that was Damon's take.
What you mean Damon's take?
Oh, he came out with that one. It was a good line, too.
I'm not Ricky Henderson.
No,
great minds think alike. That's my dog.
Yeah.
But did he say that?
He did.
I mean.
How about this one? You ready?
We can. They're wasting the D. He's wasting it right before our eyes. They're doing it the first couple games. They didn't know I ain't stealing this tape.
One of the things that I was thinking about, okay, so now you got Jimmy Garoppolo. And Jimmy Garoppolo is a different kind of Jimmy Garoppolo now. He's a little more frisky. And now Kyle Shanahan's being questioned. And now are there whispers in the locker room? And I was thinking, well, Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to, he's not going to put rats on the table. But you know what? He might put some mice there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think he did that at the podium?
Nothing.
Too many fours being thrown out. I'm listening to Shasky, Monte Willard, and did too many fours. You used to have to earn a four. Now four is just between everybody. You know, that's euphoria. We're happy. But anyway, I hate that Damon said that.
Well,
you both said it. But, I mean, you're over there talking arrogance. I'm just telling you, it's bad. It's worse than you think. That's what point I'm trying to hammer home to folks. This is ugly now.
TC on YouTube. Anybody in this chat or watching this or listening and don't think Kyle should be fired? Okay, that's kind of what I need to understand this. Where are we as a fan base? I mean, listen, I'm skeptical of Kyle. I'm not crazy about Kyle, but I am not saying he should be fired.
So where are you at? What can he do to fix this?
Get the playoffs. Make the playoffs. Make the playoffs.
Hold on.
Make the playoffs.
I'm going to say something.
That's it. I don't care about the noise. Make the playoffs.
So you move in the goalpost. You're the guy that said, and you weren't by yourself. Jimmy coming back. It's Super Bowl or bust, Goo. You didn't say Guru. No. You said Goo.
No, I don't say Super Bowl or bust.
You
I think
said
it's a
now
joke.
That Jimmy took over the helm, it was back to Super Bowl or bust. Playoffs, that was for Trey Lance. So, meet me halfway now. We'll if pull the tape.
No. Trey
that
Lance
was my
needed
other
to
radio partner?
I never said Super Bowl.
Or bust.
No, I'm sure I said a couple wins for Jimmy. Win a game, lose a game.
So
all right, okay. Whatever. All right. Super Bowl okay. Or bust. I'll say it.
You
so with Jimmy, okay. Yes, they got to get, how about this? They got to get back to the NFC Championship okay. With Jimmy.
All right.
How about that? Okay.
That's fair.
All right.
But what you and Dibley agreed on is what I'm taking homage to, Steiny. You ruined Trey. So Trey is not in college about to grab. You had your chance to make Trey Captain James T. Kirk, and you ruined him. Trent Dilfer says his career's over. I won't even go there, but we don't know if he's wrong. So I don't think you're holding Kyle accountable for mismanaging Trey. To where now we got, you know what we got? A more frisky Jimmy Garoppolo who may be a lesser quarterback. Now you got a lesser quarterback ready to buck.
So here's the thing, because I think you might be right. The way I was going to judge Trey Lance's season was make the playoffs.
Okay.
And I don't care what happens after that because he's a rookie. Once Jimmy Garoppolo became the starter, played in week two,
gotcha.
My feeling is, okay, well, now you judge it on comparison between this year and last year. That's simple.
Yeah.
That's simple because whether you like it or not, whether it happened by accident or not, you're running it back. The 49ers are running it back. They made the NFC Championship game last year. I don't care if it's happenstance. They're running it back. Okay? So it better be worth it. In other words, you know, you better make some noise. I'm not one of these guys who, like, if they don't win the Super Bowl, it's a failure. But, yeah, with Jimmy Garoppolo, you better make the playoffs, and you better make some noise. I'll wait to see how it ends. But, yes, they do need to make the playoffs and win a game or two with Jimmy.
And they got a Super Bowl defense. And already, we're not in week 7 or 8. It's already, I mean, Ray Charles can see that the defense has been awesome, but yet they tire because they're not getting help. And then they give something up at the end, and they lose two of those games. What's going to happen if this doesn't get better offensively by week 7, 8? The defense has no chance. And now Trent Williams, the best player, 99 on Madden, on your team, is gone for 6 to 8 weeks. Guess who ain't walking through that door, Steiny? Elijah Mitchell. And then you got to do – and hey. I know yesterday when I said Jeff Wilson Jr. ran hard, I hate when you kind of cook the books because JD did this to me. If you take away that long run, he really only averaged such and such. That's true, but that's not the truth. Because the truth is, he averaged 6.5 yards a pop, and you only ran him 12 times. My point to you, Kyle, I don't know what he's doing. Too much is going on up top, and I'm done, Steiny. I'm done. I don't think he gets back from this mess. It's a mess. And then, on top of that, the injuries. We don't even know who to put that on. If you say I'm being overbearing with
are.
That, okay.
That's,
well, you're the head coach. So why is my team always injured if I'm yours?
No. They do not have more injuries than other teams. I'm sick of that. I'm sick of it. I looked at the Chargers today.
Yeah.
They're missing like 7 starters. I'm not going there.
They got to make the playoffs. What's up, E?
They should do more than that with Jimmy. Let's go to Aaron in Berkeley. What's up, Aaron? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I'm good. I want to say I was at the NFC Championship game with the Rams and 49ers, and unfortunately for the audience, but my mom is a season ticket holder for the Rams, so I was cheering for the Rams. But the 49ers would have won that game if Shanahan just gave Debo the ball. The Rams could not stop them at all. Also, I forget his name, but Stafford threw a clear pick, and I thought that the game was over, and then the guy dropped it. But
right,
I don't know. Shanahan's play calling has been doesn't make sense to me sometimes. Like, you know, the Super Bowl in 2020 season, in that game, like, just give Debo the ball. They would have won the game. They could not stop him.
Thanks, Aaron. Coach is scared a little bit. And that's the weird part. Maybe not scared, but
you're up,
overly conservative coaching.
When you have the lead.
Which you wouldn't expect from a guy with his personality and his reputation. You wouldn't think he'd be kind of scared.
And
but I think he is.
And the proof is in the pudding, Steiny. to me, I'm not a ball coach. I'm a gambler by nature. When I have the lead, that's when I would tend to be a little more aggressive. But whatever mechanism he has, when his teams are up on the biggest stage, he can't close it. But yet we just, oh, Goo, you're just citing two. Like, that's a thing. And then now we got the Chicago game. I don't care what the weather was like. We got Denver game. You're winning the whole damn game. And for whatever reason, the Niners just can't take off like a deer in the woods and run away from you. His recipe and formula is everything is just close.
John in San Jose. What's going on, John?
Oh, fellas. This is, I mean, I've never called a radio station before, but I had to pull the damn car over and because you guys are making me crazy today.
Why?
Crazy. I mean, first I was on Goo's team, and then I was on Steiny's team, and now I don't know which way I'm going. But the bottom line is, Shanahan, you look at his, the way he scripts the first series, and it's bam, 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 dink and dunk, get down the field, score.
Okay.
And then his ego takes over, and he goes away from that. He never repeats it. It's just he's a first drive only coach. It makes me insane.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm, wow.
How come you're against me now, though, John?
Well, I'm typically against you.
Thank you, John. Appreciate
it. Who the hell is John?
Appreciate the call, John. Thanks for listening, too.
So when's it? Okay, if I'm being irrational, I'm asking you, Matt.
Well, I think saying you would have fired.
What are you
him.
Wait? Well, you kind of said. What are you waiting on? What are you waiting? So next year,
I'm not
because it sounds like Trey Lance is all before you pick your pen up, your red pen to judge this man again. You're not going to do it until Trey comes back.
No, I'm not. Let's see how this year goes. I'm not firing him now.
So you're
firing him now,
right?
Okay. Who are you hiring? Who are you hiring?
And if he gets to the Sean Payton.
He's not coaching until next year.
Well, he said the right opportunity arises.
Okay. So then you're going to bring D'Amico Ryans to be the interim and then go to Sean Payton. No.
D'Amico following Robert Saleh steps, listen, by the way, doing a phenomenal job.
They were 3-5 last year. They made the playoffs. All right. I'm not firing Kyle Shanahan right now when they're 1-2. And the NFC isn't great. And you can rationally expect the 49ers to get a little bit better, I think, over the course of the season.
But you don't have anything built in on it could go left like the Giants?
So, well, wait till it happens. Why would you say
because
it looks like a bad year?
You guys are telling me it's a big deal. That
so what do you want to do right now? Right now, what do you want to do if you're the Niners?
No, I just want people to admit this is worse than it looks.
When you got a quarterback,
the only quarterback on your roster, the starting quarterback mouthing off, saying the play sucks.
Mouthing off.
Or basically flipping off the coach.
Come on.
If you're telling me it means something, then what's part two of that?
Well,
you don't
just get to go
against your coach and there's no fallout. This ain't last year at 3-5. That's what has me like 3-5 last year. Everything was everything. There was more trust. Now there's backstabbing. We got reports coming out about.
You said 2 days ago, this is great. Nothing's gotten out of the locker room.
I'm not a player.
Nobody has said it to the press.
Well
Jimmy
Mike
still
Silver
hasn't
that.
Done
no,
it.
But again.
Well, where are you on that?
I'm 50-50. I'm 50-50.
Because 2 days ago you were like, I got to give Shanahan credit because it's all been kept in the locker room.
Okay, and now I wake up this morning to a video to where I dismissed it because he hasn't stepped to a mic to say it out loud. That would be a problem, but all my comrades are, and you're telling, my partner's telling me, Goo, that's a big deal. What I'm telling you is this is not 3-5 last year. They were two peas
in
a pod. Now they're...
It's not as bad as 3-5.
Jimmy feels like he's being held down or what? Whatever. There's some dissension among them two. And you told me if they're not on the same page,
right?
They're doomed.
Yeah.
So it's not good in the hood right now.
Right, but
more than just football and the injuries.
But you said, you're right, it's not good in the hood right now after 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not firing Shanahan. You're firing Shanahan. So that means you are... out on him. Shanahan.
I'm not out like that.
I'm going to let him coach this year.
I got you.
And see how we do.
And I know that's not going to happen, but I'm telling you now, those warts that we see and, oh, he'll get it fixed and rectified, those are permanent. And they're scars. And you know what? Your starting quarterback who you divorced is scarred mentally. And now we're up here, what's he doing? I mean, who could prosper coming back after you got fired? I don't know. I just was honest with you. I couldn't do it. I'm not a pro athlete.
Frank. Frank's driving to San Jose. What's up, Frank? How you doing? By the way, we will be in San Jose pretty close to
it. Yeah, baby.
Next Monday, we're going to be doing the show from the Hilton in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
How you doing, Frank? What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. You know, I'm focused on Shanny right now, but, you know, he's too arrogant to listen to this, so I'm going to focus back on Jimmy. And my thing with Jimmy is he is who he is. He is who he's been. He's a quarterback with vision problems. So I don't want to hear him complain after the game to the press conference that he didn't have an off season when this guy's just relaxing in Chicago. He's eating his deep dish. He's hitting up his D-list film star actresses. And this isn't a Jimmy G problem, him complaining. This is locker room's problem. It's Kyle Juszczyk. It's Kittle. It's that sliding glass door, Mike McGlinchey. They're all gossiping right now like schoolgirls right now. If I'm Shanahan, I'm going to take him in the room. I'm going to have an adult conversation with them with some adult language and tell them that we're on to the Rams.
Appreciate the call. I take it you're talking about calling Jimmy in. Hey, Jimmy, I don't want you to show that kind of emotion on that field.
Oh, it's not good for the environment. What did he mean by the gossiping? Like, you, like again, I put one under the Shanahan column. No players come out and said anything. But that doesn't – I can't sit here and say, oh, there's not articles written that some of the veterans were side-eyeing the decision.
I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were.
This is a must-win.
No, it's not.
So you think we could come in here next Tuesday, them 1-3,
and they can still salvage their season? Yes.
Oh, man.
It's
bigger than football to me now, Stoney. Okay. That's what the infection, when something spreads, that's what's happening. That's what I see.
Okay.
It has spread.
Fair. That's fair.
And it infected your rookie quarterback, your second-year quarterback, who's out for the year. But he'll come right back and step in and pick up right where he left off. Couldn't throw and hit the side of a barn. That's how you call plays. But it's going to take – what are we – like, that's denial. It's fans for fanatic. People are in denial. This is bad. That's all up. This is bad.
And if they beat the Rams, then what?
You're 2-2.
And then,
okay.
If they beat the Rams 27-17.
Yeah, this ain't college. You're 2-2. Kudos. Okay. Keep it going.
And then don't you feel bad that you spent the previous Tuesday out of your gourd, wanting Kyle fired, saying this is bad.
We'll have 13 more weeks,
and they'll be 2-2, and they'll be
have 13 more weeks to get to, hey, the race is over. Let's see where you finished and see if your boy was right.
Right.
I don't like what I'm seeing and hearing and reading.
That's fair.
I'm emotional.
Get that cut.
No, I'm just like,
I know you're emotional. You said we should have fired Shanahan after the Rams game. Now, that's pretty strong.
But
and then
Trey
you backed
Lance
off
hit
and
me
said,
over the top.
Okay. And then you said, no, he should have been.
You don't like my giant parallel, right? The analogy to their season this year?
I don't mind it.
Okay.
I don't mind it.
I don't want to be right, but that's what. Hey, who told
that's
you
just a feeling.
Super Bowl team?
But that's just a feeling you have. That they could, you know, be like the
Giants. I don't
think
you're going to be able to overcome this Trent Williams injury. And I don't hear people talking about it enough. Like, it's like, oh, he'll be okay. We'll be fine.
I think they will be okay.
Watching Jimmy Garoppolo go Michael Jackson and James Brown in the pocket with pressure on him. And you said, goo. And this stuck with me real quick. Your boy, he ain't that fast.
Who?
Jimmy.
Oh, he's slow.
Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty slow.
All right.
All righty, we got Ross Tucker on the other side. Guru is out completely and utterly on Kyle Shanahan. He's out. Thinks he should be fired.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
4 years left in his deal. He's signed through 2025. Ross Tucker's on the other side, and we love some Ross Tucker. Hey, take us and all your favorite shows with you wherever you go. Download the free Odyssey app. You can also listen to Monday Night Football every week. Tonight, it's an NFC clash, and that's yesterday's read. But Ross Tucker on the other side.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, let's get right to it. On the line, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Download the free BetQL app right now and get instant access to the industry's most advanced suite of sports betting tools right at your fingertips. We got big news in here, Ross.
Our guy.
My partner, Daryl the Guru Johnson, is calling for the firing of Kyle Shanahan. Your thoughts?
Wow. Really, Guru?
Yeah, Ross. You know what sent me over the top real quick here is how he handled and didn't show trust into a guy he moved mountains for. That's one. This Jimmy Garoppolo circus is two. Now we got Lipgate. We're reading videos about the quarterback saying the plays suck. And you know what, Ross? These injuries, I can't actually blame them, but I do. I don't know why it keeps happening to Niners. And then this last part, the 10-point blown leads. I'm thinking to myself, in 19, you beat the Chiefs. You just didn't win the game. And then you beat the Rams last year. You just didn't win the game. And I think of Andy Reid and him and McNabb getting close to the NFC Championship games and not getting over the top. But they didn't have leads in those games like Kyle did. And he gets conservative. We've seen it 2 out of the 3 games this year. You know what? How many times does a coach get back, Ross? And frankly, I'm just fed up. And I said, you know what? I would do it.
Yeah, I'm not there yet at all.
Me neither, Ross.
and you don't need to be, right? I mean, let's see how the rest of this season goes. The really interesting thing is that will they let him, if it goes poorly, will they let him still be the coach next year with Trey Lance? Depending on how things unfold, that's a whole different scenario that I think is really interesting. You're right, the injuries aren't good. Now Trent Williams out for a while. That's a big loss, obviously. Sunday night was extremely disappointing. Like, very, for the defense to play that well,
oh,
and the offense to do nothing and not be able to score more than, heck, 10 points would have been enough if they didn't get the safety. But if they didn't get the safety, they would have gotten a pick six. And that was also the play where Trent Williams got hurt. That might be the single worst play in Niners history right there. The Garoppolo back of the end zone, pick six, safety, Trent Williams injury. I mean, I don't know you can get much worse than that if you are a Niners fan, but obviously that was bad, real bad. You know, the interesting thing is, if you look at the teams that are having success with new coaches, right? The Dolphins with Mike McDaniel, the Vikings with a team like, I don't know, Kevin O'Connell.
Well, Jacksonville,
too. To the point where it's like everybody's looking for a Shanahan disciple. Everyone's looking for a Shanahan type. So to fire, like, the actual Shanahan is kind of bold, because those are the guys having success, McVay and all over the league. You know, Zach Taylor, I mean, those are the guys that are doing well.
Yeah, you're right about that. Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Ross, give me a little player, NFL player insight. And here's what I mean. When the 49ers decided to get Jimmy Garoppolo back as a backup, it felt like Kyle Shanahan was kind of downplaying it. Hey, you know, I called my leaders in. They're fine with it. Jimmy's a pro, this, that, and the other thing. But it feels like what we're finding out now, with Jimmy saying, you know, I had a lot of freedom in 17. I was just throwing the ball around. And now this video of him lipping, you know, that play sucked. Is there a human element here? Like, I know Jimmy Garoppolo's a pro, but if he feels like they cast him aside, how do you measure that in play, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is he? What if he's, like, kind of pissed about the way everything was handled?
Well, he wasn't. I don't think he was thrilled about it. I think it'd be hard to be thrilled about it. And I think Collinsworth said Sunday night, or Tirico, that when he was asked, you know, is there part of you that was like, oh, now you need me? That Jimmy was kind of like smiled and said, a little. You know?
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this. I know I was a Jim Harbaugh fan when he was coach here. He did some good things, got him to a Super Bowl, almost won. They didn't win it. Ross, but I don't know what happened with ownership here, but I feel like what's irritating me now that I'm looking at everything, the whole landscape, is like he has the ownership wrapped around his fingers like he's almost the owner. And the reason I bring that up is Doug Peterson won and I know he's not a disciple, he won a Super Bowl and got fired. We're not hearing anything from the brass here in San Francisco, and that's advantage Kyle. This offensive line, he's had years to put it together, and you needed Trent Williams to come in and save the day. Like, I'm looking at that just alone, and now you got, we don't know how many umpteen weeks without him, but that falls at his doorstep too, right?
Yeah, well, for sure. I mean, he and Lynch work together, but it seems pretty clear that Kyle sort of has final say. Kyle's the one that more or less brought Lynch with him. And they feel like they can get by at times with lesser interior guys, you know, guys that are on rookie contracts, mid-round picks, and that's what they want to get by with. But certainly not good enough. I mean, I think Denver's got a pretty good defense, but yikes, man. I mean, that was shocking to me. And it had to be. Can you imagine what that was like for Shanahan? I mean, that game meant a lot to him going back to Denver. And to lose in the fashion that they did, to play as poorly as they did offensively, that had to be incredibly humbling for him. And yet, I was talking about this today on the Even Money podcast. It's my betting podcast. they're favored over the Rams Monday night.
they
are favored to beat the Rams. So people still, for whatever reason, really believe in Shanahan and this team. That surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, that was something our previous show has been talking about a lot. Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. All right, Ross, you get to earn your money here because you need to explain something to me. Okay, Trent Williams is hurt, and he's going to be out, I don't know, a month, 4 to 6 weeks. Oh, and everybody, Trent Williams, he's the best lineman in football. Unbelievable. He might be the best player on the Niners. He's this, that, and the other. Okay. Tell me what to watch for in the next month where I'll notice that Trent Williams ain't there.
Great question. And there'd be two things. When they run to the left, is McKivitz or whoever they put out there, is he able to do the things that Trent could do? I can tell you right now the answer is no.
Okay.
Because people just, you won't see McKivitz pulling like they do with Trent Williams. You won't see him moving like Trent Williams because people just, you can't move that well at that size. And then in pass protection, look for how much help they give McKivitt. How much does it look like Banks is sliding over to him to help protect him, whereas they didn't have to do that all that much when they had Williams.
Good. I love it, and I appreciate it.
We were.
Yeah, there you go. I got things to watch.
Yeah.
Ross, let me ask you this. And you could say, you know what, guys, it's a byproduct of the quarterback. But we've talked about it ad nauseum about why we don't see Deebo Samuel, Ayuk, who I'm high on, Kittle, why he's more like a lineman than Kelsey. I mean, when you watch these 49ers from afar, is that coming from the coach? Is that the quarterback? Why are they so boring and vanilla on offense?
Oh, I would not describe them as that. I don't look at them like that at all. I'm surprised to hear you say that. I don't look at them. I think they do a bunch of unique, different, cool things that other teams don't do, especially having a fullback, especially some of the stuff they do with Deebo. That surprised me to hear you say that. Now, they're not as high-flying of a passing offense or as spread out. I don't think they think they have the receivers or the O-line or the quarterback, quite frankly, to be like a 3 or 4 wide throwing the ball all over the place type of offense.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, Ross. People are pulling their hair out here, man.
Yeah, well, Sunday night had to be one of the most disappointing losses in recent Niners history because you felt like, okay, with Jimmy, we lose find out about Trey Lance, but we can at least be better this year maybe with Jimmy, and then to lay that kind of an egg on a Sunday Night Football in such a winnable game where the defense played so well, that had to be maddening. I don't blame people. I'd be very frustrated too.
Hey, Ross, thanks. Thanks as always, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. See you, dude.
All right, Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Download the free BetQL app right now and get instant access to the industry's most advanced suite of sports betting tools right at your fingertips. Ross Tucker.
I was just thinking about York, Stoney. What's he think of all this? Because Doug Peterson, he just popped in my mind.
Okay.
He won a Super Bowl.
Right.
Kyle Shanahan has not done that. He's gotten close, but yet Philly said, you know what? Okay, yeah, good times, thank you, but we're going a different direction. If you think that was right or wrong, I just feel like this owner is just sleeping, and Kyle's running everything into the ground. And if you think, oh, this looks good, is something left in this? Okay, it's just a matter of time. But, man, I'm telling you, and he was shocked that a team went out on national TV and only scored 10 points. Why he disagreed with me, and I'm getting some of that on the Comcast business text line.
Yeah.
But they're not high-flying. And they get to a certain juncture in the game, and then they just, like a hen who covers her eggs, they just sit on the ball. They don't, I mean, what happened to guns blazing?
510, yeah, I see what you're talking about on the Comcast business text
line. What? I didn't see it.
Love it when you guys bring these former players on the show just so you get humbled.
Who got humbled?
When you try to bash Kyle.
And I won the Low Neal thing, whatever that was. I'm playing. Low's my guy. What?
That's strong.
What's the solution? Give me a solution. My guy Manny's texting me right now from the Yoon.
Is he a 49er fan?
Yeah. Oh, he's hurt. He said, that's Stani a solution.
Manny, chill out. They're 1-2. We're not even a quarter of the way through the season yet.
But they got bigger problems than just
the
record.
You don't know that. Look around the league. And I know. And Evan was going to say this. Look around the league at some teams. I said, but if you do that, Guru's going to say, who cares? Who cares how other teams are doing?
Norm said, worry about what's going on in your kitchen.
Right.
Not you feel better because something else ain't happening in somebody else's kitchen.
Wins in September are not as important as wins in November and December. I'm not writing off this team at 1-2. Yes, you are.
They got bigger. It's bigger than football. Well, I'm going to rip my mic out.
Okay. Well, if that's what you think, then they ain't making the playoffs.
Okay. So again, I'm going to True Detective on you. Jimmy, if he said what he said, big deal or not? You told me it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Willer told me it was a big deal.
Well, something to keep an eye on, for sure. Okay. Absolutely. But I don't think it's something they can overcome. Maybe it bites them. Maybe everything falls apart. All I know is 1-2. We got a long way to go.
I tell you what.
The NFC ain't that great. Okay. And the schedule, after the Rams games, you got a couple winnable games.
Well, the NFC ain't that great. The team that won it all is in your division. And they're coming to town after you just laid an egg. And they're coming to town with Aaron Donald and company without you, without your left tackle. And all of a sudden now your quarterback needs preseason. So just to say it's 1-2 and there's nothing to see here, I don't see it that way.
Okay. But I if
Minnesota, if they're 1-2, being mediocre, that don't make me feel better about
Minnesota's 2-1.
No, I'm just whatever team you cite that when people say the NFC is weak.
What are the Buccaneers right now? Are they 1-2 or 2-1?
2-1.
Who's a 1-2 team? Who's Arizona? Look at Arizona, they're 1-2.
Yeah, but do we expect anything from
They made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Chargers? 1-2.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But
what?
Some teams got different problems. The Niners got personal knives. If it gets to this, and you telling me, hey, Goo, it's only 3 games, I'm with you. But you get embarrassed or you lose 1-3. Now that locker room, those players, they were on mute. Stani losses fester, and then stuff could get out in another Jimmy poor performance. Just stay tuned, man.
Andrew in San Jose. What's up, Andrew? How you doing?
What's going on, you guys? I'm doing all right. So I got a question for you guys. Guru, when he was talking about Jed and the Doug Peterson parallels between Kyle. So let me run a scenario by you guys, all right? You work in a company with 55 grown men, right? Mm. But they're not grown men. They're guys in their 20s, and at the oldest, they're 30s. All of the people that are of the older generation usually tend to be on the coaching staff. The 49ers coaching staff, correct me if I'm wrong, D'Amico Ryans is what, in his 40s? Kyle's maybe 43, 44? So you got these guys who are essentially the peers of the players critiquing and telling them how to do their jobs. So that's where I think the pushback from Jimmy comes a little bit is like, hey, Kyle, like, you've never played in this league. I don't care who your dad is. I'm Jimmy Garoppolo. I played behind Tom Brady. I played with Bill Belichick. And so the reason I say I think the Niners need an adult in the room is you have all of these egos colliding. No one can come in and kind of lay the hammer down. I feel like Robert Saleh might have been that before he got the Jets job. Now that he's gone, the Niners just don't have that disciplinarian. Not a necessary disciplinarian, but just the guy to come in and lay the hammer down and say, we are all one team, one unit, one family, one person, one body, one being. So, I don't know. I'll get your guys' answer when I hang up. So,
hey, Andrew.
Wow, he asked it for a leader.
I absolutely think there's something to that. And I kind of said it, although it's really hard for me to put my finger on. But Andrew brought it a little further along. I'm just envisioning Kyle Shanahan. I've said this a lot. Grows up, and there's Mike, his dad. He gets to be on the field in Denver,
yeah,
watching his dad's practice with the Broncos. He's just used to being in NFL locker rooms his whole life. He just was afforded so many more opportunities than everybody else. He goes to Texas, and he's not a great player, but he plays as a wide receiver. But there's no chance he's going to play in the NFL.
Okay.
All right. So now he's in the NFL, but he's never played. But he holds an arrogance about him that, yes, I do believe there's something where Jimmy Garoppolo could say, dude, I was in New England. I played for Belichick. And you're not Belichick. And you know, he's got a terrible personality, but he's got seven Super Bowls. You know, you look at who else? Mike McDaniel. He didn't play in the NFL. Does he seem arrogant? Not even close. So I there is something there if I'm an NFL player where I say, you know what, Kyle, yeah, you're smart and you good play designer, but you never played at this level. But, you didn't play at this level. And so that means as a person who's playing at this level, I can question you because you've never been in the pocket, Kyle. So you want me to make all these difficult decisions. I'm pretending I'm Jimmy Garoppolo now. You know, I got to go through first read, second read, third read, and you're thinking I should be able to do things when the fact of the matter is the pocket's breaking down and you have no idea what it's like to be in the pocket. You never played.
Damn. I'll say this, and I'm saying I want the guy ran. I have given him credit for getting the team to the ball and even last year fixing what looked like a broken team. But Stoney, don't you think if that were the case, somebody would have been barking during his tenure? Wouldn't we have that said player? And again, it's the reverse psychology.
Well, they're winning. They won the last two of the last 3 years.
And losing to make things come out. I'm just – who's the Bryant Young of this team? I don't know. I'm asking that caller. They need a leader. And if the coach don't have the fire, who is it? Maybe is it Hufanga? He's a rookie.
Maybe it's
second-year player.
Maybe it's Fillmore Mike.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Fillmore, what's up, man?
Hey, man, I don't know what happened the last couple of times I called with y'all. It was all bad. But Craig has a great voice, man. He needs to be on air more. I just wanted to let y'all know that, man.
Who?
And he has great opinion.
Craig.
Who?
Craig.
Oh.
Craig.
Okay, got you.
Mike Jones.
I got you.
Yeah. Wata Wan, he was in Jamaica, so if you know Wata Wan.
No, I know. Fillmore, I know. I don't know if Goo does.
Come on.
Yeah, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, Guru, don't count out the Niners.
Thank you.
They got embarrassed last year via Colt McCoy and the Cardinals. You feel me? They proved already that they can overcome a horrible loss in adversity, right? Also, Goo, I do disagree with you. The Niners offense ain't boring. The execution is very boring. The offense is not boring. The execution of the plays are very boring. I give you that. And then I was trying to make this point last week, and it's coming to fruition. Kyle can be a bit more sensitive and less cold.
Yes.
And show some contrition, a lot more. And that could go towards showing, like, when you do that, you automatically be more humble and be more less seen as arrogant. When Steve Kerr came last week, I hope Steve Kerr would have talked to the team, because you know if Steve Kerr talked to the team, it's going to come out in a passionate way. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say,
good
man.
Stuff.
Hey, Mike, before you hang up, I know their football, the math is there. Right now, I just feel like there's dissension. And there's dissension between Pretty Boy Floyd and your head coach. And now Jimmy's bucking the system. So, Mike, this is different than years past. They may fix it, but from where I'm looking and what I'm hearing and what they're talking about when it comes to the Niners, this ain't good, bro.
Well, you got to go back. You can't have it both ways and say Jimmy G is a super professional, and then the other way, he's at the same time bucking the system. Which one is it? Everyone on the football is a rare sport. You can't take days. It ain't basketball. So when Jimmy G plays, he has to show that he's a quality player. When Brandon Ayuk plays, he has to show that he's a quality player. So it would not be on best interest of the team to know that when you know you got a good team, why would you squander it, right? Everybody know in the locker room, man, we should have won the game. The Tort would have caught the ball. So why would you say, no, I'm not going to play this year? That would be idiotic for every member of the team, including Kyle Shanahan.
Thanks, Filmo.
Who's Craig? He said he had a guy. Oh, our guy. Oh, yeah. That's my dog.
Yeah. I compared. Right. Shanahan's never played in the league, and I compared him to McDaniel and McVay, neither of whom played in the league. They got different personalities than Kyle Shanahan, about, don't they?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. That's obvious.
Yeah, they do.
It's humility.
888-957-9570 is the number. We've got an hour left. Big deal or not? Are the 49ers in disarray? Guru thinks they are on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.